With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Obrego-Garcia is back in the U.S. facing charges of trafficking, immigrants, and contraband.
Obrego-Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice. On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Obrego-Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling.
Garcia had been mistakenly deported to a Salvadorian prison. The Senate is moving forward and toward eliminating fees automakers are forced to pay when their fleets fall short of federal guidelines. Here's Bob Agnew.
A version of the big, beautiful bill coming out of the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee brings the penalty for not complying with DOT rules down to zero. Republicans say it's about bolstering the U.S. economy. In a written statement, committee chairman Senator Ted Cruz writes the bill would, quote, unleash America's full economic potential. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion that will be paid to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. A large Russian drone and missile attack has targeted Ukraine's eastern city of Kharkiv, killing at least three people and injuring 21. Local Ukrainian officials said the attack Saturday included deadly aerial glide bombs. Ukraine's Air Force, Russia struck with 215 missiles and drones overnight, and Ukrainian shot down most of them. This is SRN News. The Kennedy Center begins June with faith-filled content.
The center kicked off June by debuting the Angel Studios hit film, The King of Kings, an animated movie that goes through the life of Jesus. There were two showings of the film on June 1st as part of the center's effort to revamp its family-focused programming to include more faith-based content. Both shows were reportedly sold out. The center called it, quote, a heartwarming weekend of family, faith, and film, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
There's a new church in the Southern Baptist Convention, and its members are mostly Polynesian. Baptist Press reports the church is located in a suburb of Salt Lake City, Utah. It's all because Pastor David Sturgeon had a heart for bringing Polynesian people to Christ. He says there's a need for evangelical English-speaking Polynesian-led biblical churches and small groups. This is SRN News. An Israeli military struck several sites in Beirut's southern suburbs that said held underground facilities used by Hezbollah for drone production.
The Israeli military described the locations as underground facilities used by Hezbollah to produce drones. Footage appears to show secondary explosions, suggesting that ammunition was being stored in at least one of the locations hit. What the Israeli military haven't explained is why this attack had to happen at night, shortly after 10 o'clock. Israel has carried out frequent airstrikes across Lebanon on targets it says are linked to Hezbollah.
BBC correspondent Hugo Bechega. Senate Republicans have made changes to their party's sweeping tax bill in hopes of preserving a new policy that would prevent states from regulating artificial intelligence. Republicans are proposing to block states from receiving federal funding for broadband if they regulate AI. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.